Welcome to the podcast for Sound the Trumpet, How to Blow Your Own Horn, written by Jonathan Harnum and read by me, John Harnum, the author. Thanks for listening. Lately, I've been debating about continuing to give away this book for free as a PDF on my website at allabouttrumpet.com. I was having a discussion with a few people, and they suggested that I start charging for the PDF. Because I'm a graduate student, money's hard to come by, and you know, I kind of agreed with him. So I started doing that, and got a few bites, but that doesn't sit well with me. I think one of the most important things that we can do as human beings is to teach other people, and if we can do that for free, so much the better. So I've decided to go ahead and continue giving away this book for free in its entirety online, and you can find that at the website. And so far, since the book has been published, I published it in 2007, I believe, 2006, 2007, I've given away tens of thousands of copies of the book online. And you can find it all over the place. I've gotten great notes from people all over the world thanking me for doing that. And that, to me, is more important and more worthy than, you know, getting a couple dollars for it. So if you're interested in getting a copy of a digital copy of this book for free, go ahead to allabouttrumpet.com, and I hope it helps you. I hope you enjoy it. And if you can spare a dollar or two, go ahead and give me a donation. That would be awesome. Like I said, I'm a graduate student, and I could use the coffee money. So anyway, thanks for listening. This week I'm doing the interlude 2, which is the interlude between part 2 and part 3, and this one is called Clean Up Your Axe. It's about cleaning your horn. The chapter epigraph is, cleaning anything involves making something else dirty, but anything can get dirty without something else getting clean. Lawrence J. Peter, 1919 to 1998. This chapter covers why clean the horn, gives you some routine cleaning ideas, how to take the trumpet apart, how to fully clean it, and how to put the horn back together. Some terms you should know, axe, A-X-E, is slang for your instrument. Originally it meant a guitar, but now it can mean any instrument. Mouthpiece brush. This is a brush used to clean inside the mouthpiece, especially the shank. Slide grease is lubricant for the slides of the trumpet. That's all the slides. Tuning slide, valve slides, etc. A snake is a device used to swab out the inside of the trumpet. Valve casing brush is a brush of a special diameter that's used to clean the inside of the valve casings. Valve oil is oil used on the valves to keep them moving smoothly. And lacquer is a clear sealant that keeps your horn shiny by preventing oxidation of the brass. First up, why clean the trumpet? Well, my high school biology teacher, Bill Foster, he gave us an assignment. We had to run a Q-tip over some surface, any surface, and then rub that Q-tip over some mucilage in a petri dish. And then we incubate that. And if any bacterium is present, it's going to grow pretty quickly on the mucilage. So I swabbed the inside of the lead pipe of my trumpet. My classmates swabbed bathroom floors, gym lockers, and other nasty places. At the time, I cleaned my horn maybe only once every 3 or 4 months, and a good buildup of that greenish slime was inside my horn. So my petri dish had way more prolific bacterial growth than any of those others, even the bathroom floors, which probably get cleaned a lot more regularly than my horn at the time. Needless to say, I soon began washing my horn more regularly. But cleanliness isn't the only or even the best reason to keep your horn clean. Your trumpet sound is produced by airflow, and the more buildup of slime you have in your horn, the less freely that air is able to flow. And also that gunk can get into your valve casing and cause your valves to stick. A clean horn is easier to play, you'll probably sound better. Bix Beiderbecke is a great jazz cornetist, early jazz cornetist. He never cleaned his horn, ever. He thought a clean horn sounded hard somehow. I can only imagine what was growing in there. If Slime had ears, though, that slime in his horn would have really heard some great music. If you haven't had a chance to listen to him, go check him out. I'll put a few links at the bottom of this website, which, by the way, is at trumpetbook.wordpress.com. There's lots of great resources there to supplement this chapter. Another good reason to clean the horn is that the slime that's in your horn actually is eating away at the brass. And in time, it's going to eat a hole right through it. It can eat a hole right through it. In fact, I had to replace one of the lead pipes. Well, there's only one lead pipe. I had to replace the lead pipe on my horn because of this very thing. Keeping your horn clean is going to make it last a lot longer before repairs are necessary. And there's two types of cleaning that you're going to do, the routine cleaning and then a monthly overhaul in which you're going to clean the entire horn. And I'm going to walk you through both of those. For the routine cleaning, if you clean certain parts of the horn every few days, you're going to have less of a job when the monthly cleaning session rolls around. So here's what to do. Before you put your horn away, empty the spit valves. Better yet, take the tuning slide all the way off and shake it out till it's dry. And what you're emptying isn't really spit, but condensation from your breath. Of course, the more damp a place is, the more likely something's going to grow there. So you want to get that horn clean. Polishing. The oil on some people's hands is really corrosive, and it's enough to eat through the lacquer or even the metal of the trumpet. Some other people have hand oil, or skin oil, basically, which is less caustic, but it can still wear through brass over time. So it's a good idea to wipe down your horn after you play it. Music stores sell polishing cloths made specifically for instruments, but don't get an abrasive polishing cloth, and don't use brass polish. It's going to peel off the lacquer. And if you have a horn without lacquer, like my horn doesn't have lacquer, that polishing material will actually take away metal too, which is really bad. You don't want to take metal away because that's going to affect the sound quality. So I've always kept just a soft cloth in my horn to wipe away fingerprints and oils and maybe to clean up any grease that might squish out if I'm greasing my slides. Any cloth will do, but you want basically a soft cloth so you don't scratch the horn's lacquer. And better still would be a lint-free cloth so that there aren't any bits of cloth getting in either the valve casings or anywhere else. The mouthpiece is an easy part of the trumpet to clean. It's also one of the parts that needs cleaning the most. If you haven't cleaned it for a while, just look down that shank and you'll see there's probably a bunch of gunk in there. It's pretty easy. Just swab it out with your mouthpiece brush while you're holding it under running water. And you don't even need the running water necessarily if you're in a hurry or you don't have any. There's a picture of a little mouthpiece brush on the blog or the podcast website, trumpetbook.wordpress.com. So oiling the valves. A short word of warning. Valves are the most delicate part of the trumpet, and they're machined to be extremely precise. Even really slight scratches, bends, or dents could ruin your valve. So when you handle them, be very careful of that. During an honor festival in high school, my valves began to stick really badly. I mean, I couldn't play. I'd push it down, and it would stay there. And like the amateur I was at the time, I didn't have any valve oil with me. So I had to use spit instead, and I was kind of nervous. My spit was, not really flowing. Anyway, it worked, but not really well. So valve needs occasional oiling to keep from sticking, and you want to always have it handy, especially during a performance. Usually you only need to oil them once in every few days, depending on how much you practice. And there's several ways to oil the valves. The very worst way, in fact, don't even do this, but the worst way is to squirt oil through the holes in the caps at the bottom of the valve casing. Now, the holes in these valve caps are not so that you can put oil in them, but so dirt will fall out of them. Dirt collects in those caps, and if you oil your valves through the holes, you're probably going to be putting that dirt back into the valve casing. This is going to cause your valve to stick even more. So in addition to that, the oil has little chance to lubricate the valves and just drips back out the hole, and that marks your pants with what we like to call trumpet tracks. So don't oil through those holes. The best and quickest way to oil a sticky valve is to take off the corresponding slide and drop one or two drops into each hole of the slide. Push the valve up and down a few times to distribute the oil, and you're done. There are a couple reasons why this is the best way. One is that this protects the valves from scratching or dropping or anything else. You don't have to take them out at all. It's also much faster. You don't have to unscrew the valve cap. You don't have to worry about reseating the valve properly after you take it out or screwing the valve caps back on after you're done. We're going to get to how to do all that, but if you're in a hurry, the quickest way is just pop that slide off, put a few drops in, slides back on, and you're good to go. There's a picture of how to do this on trumpetbook.wordpress.com. vowels which are really dry, let's say you haven't played for a while, or you've just bought a new horn and the vowels are frozen, they might be pretty securely stuck. So if you run into this problem, first of all, you should play more. But to fix this problem, just pull the slides off each vowel and put a few drops in the hole, just like I mentioned, and try it again. If that doesn't work, let it sit for a while. You might want to pull the valve if you can and oil it. You can also soak it, and we're going to get to that later. So when you put the valve back in, you want to line up the number on the valve so that it faces the mouthpiece. There's a picture on page 162, and the picture is on trumpetbook.wordpress.com too. So before you screw the cap back on, again, you want to have that number facing the mouthpiece. And before you screw the cap back on, just twist the valve slightly, rotate it, until it clicks into place and doesn't move. This is important because if you don't do that, when you go to blow the horn, you're probably going to give yourself a hernia. If the valve isn't aligned correctly, there's going to be no air going through the horn at all. So if this happens, just twist the valve until it clicks and seats properly, and then try again. If you give yourself another hernia, you might have the wrong valve in the wrong slot. So we're going to talk about how to fix this later. Greasing the slides. Slides are rarely going to give you any trouble between your monthly cleaning. The only time these slides will need attention is if they're sticking or if they're difficult to move or to take off. If one of your slides is a problem, you want to put just a little grease all the way around the farthest end of the inner part of the slide, the unlacquered part. So work just one side of the slide in and out of the horn until it's well greased. Wipe up any extra grease and then do the same with the other side of the slide. Wipe it up again and then put the whole slide back on the horn. Now this is hard to picture from just me talking. So there's a couple more pictures up on the site. And basically what you're doing is you're putting just a tiny bit of oil on the very end. And as you push the slide into the horn, that's distributing that oil along the surface. If you put grease all the way along the surface, when you push it together, a whole bunch of grease is going to spooge out, and it's just a giant mess. It's a little trick that you can use. The third valve and the first valve slide, they perform a pretty vital function, if you remember back to the tuning chapter. They need to move really quickly and smoothly. So what I usually do after I grease them is put a drop or two of valve oil on each prong of the slide so that they slide a little more easily. So to do that, just pull the slide almost all the way out, put the drop on, and then work the slide back in and out until the action is nice and quick and smooth. If necessary, you can use another drop of valve oil. So let's see. So some troubleshooting. Sometimes, especially if the horn hasn't been taken care of, slides and valve caps and even valves are going to get stuck. So the thing to always keep in mind when working on your trumpet is that brass is a very soft metal and it's going to bend or dent easily. So be very careful. Don't use force. Your wisest option, of course, is just visit your local instrument repair person and have them take care of it because they've got experience. But there are some things you can do at home. For slides, the best thing to do if they're stuck beyond pulling is to soak them. If that doesn't work, you can take a towel or a piece of cloth and wrap it through the slide, and then give it a gentle pull and gradually increase the pressure until the slides come out. If necessary, you can give some sharp tugs to loosen the slide. And when you hold the trumpet, hold it firmly only around the valve casing. Don't hold it anywhere else because you're going to be putting quite a bit of pressure on there. If you do hold it somewhere else, you might bend it. You might actually pull some of those struts off. So make sure you hold it around the valve casings. For the valve caps, if the valve caps are stuck, try running warm water over them. This will make that metal expand and might make them easier to pull off. Again, you can soak them, like I mentioned before. If you absolutely cannot get them off, consider using pliers. This is generally a very, very, very bad idea. But if you do, wrap the horn with cloth. And don't squeeze very tightly. This is really important because if you warp the valve casing, you're going to ruin the whole horn. It's completely useless at that point. So be really, really careful about this if you're going to try it. Better yet, you know, if you have any concern at all, just take it to a repairman and let them do it. So the valves, if your valves are stuck, don't yank, bang, thump, thwack, or otherwise abuse them because you're going to, again, you're probably going to ruin the horn. The best way to loosen the stuck valves is to squirt some valve oil into them through the slides, like I mentioned, and let it soak. Don't unscrew the top of the valve and put oil in there. It's just going to cause a mess, and the oil is not going to get to where it needs to go. There's a picture of this coming up. And again, if neither of these works, put it in the tub and soak it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Then take them out and clean them after it's been soaked. So those are some basic maintenance things. Now I'm going to talk briefly about the monthly overhaul. This is where you clean the entire horn. It takes about an hour. By the time you've done it once or twice, you can probably do it much more quickly, maybe half an hour. Here's the things that you're going to need for the thorough cleaning. You're going to need a sink, a bathtub, or something that holds enough water to completely submerge your horn. Clear or see-through soap, okay? Because opaque soap, like say Dove or something like that, it leaves a residue, and you don't want a residue. You just want clear soap. An old towel and a washcloth, a cleaning rag, two or three, a snake, a mouthpiece brush, a valve casing brush, valve oil, and slide grease. And if you don't know what some of those are, there's again a picture on the podcast site. So the first step, you're going to put the towel on the bottom of the tub. This is going to protect both the tub from getting scratched and your horn, especially the valves, from sloshing around and getting damaged. So fill the tub with soap and water to a level that's going to cover your trumpet. Now this is crucial. Don't use hot water. Hot water is going to strip the lacquer from your trumpet and probably put a nasty permanent ring in your tub. So don't use hot water. The temperature of the water should be neither hot nor cold to the touch, so tepid water. As the tub fills, place your trumpet on the counter next to the sink, pull the tuning slides, clean it with the soap and the washcloth, run water through the slide as you clean the inside of it with the snake, and when you're done, put the tuning slide in the tub. So you're going to repeat that with all of the slides. And as the tub fills, check the water level. You know, of course, you don't want to make a mess. So then you're going to pull the first valve. You want to clean the holes in the valves with the valve casing brush. Be really careful with this not to scratch it. A lot of valve casing brushes have a metal tip. Remember, you don't want any scratches anywhere on the valves. I've put a link at the podcast site for some brushes that have no metal whatsoever on them. Those are a pretty good choice if you're at all worried about that, and you should be. So you're going to pull the valve, clean all the holes, and then put the valve in the tub with the slides. And you're going to repeat this for the other two valves. If you want, you can pull off the button on the top of the slide and pull off the whole mechanism. There's some felt in there. Sometimes, especially if your horn is old or really loud, the valves are loud, you might need to replace that felt. This is another option. Once you've got all that done, you've got a horn that's got everything off of it and out of it. And you're going to run the snake through the lead pipe of the trumpet and all the other pipes. Again, be careful when you run this through the slides that go into the valve casings, because you don't want to scratch them. And you're going to rinse this with running water. There's lots of gunk in there, you'll find. So you also want the snake backwards through the horn from the bell and into the first valve casing. You'll find a bunch of gunk there, too. Then you want to run the valve casing brush through each of the empty valve casings one more time because there's going to be gunk in there from what you have just done with the snake. Rinse that with running water. So then you're going to place the valveless, slideless trumpet into the soapy water with everything else and let it soak for about 15 or 20 minutes. This is going to free up any crustiness that there might be in the horn. Before you do that, if you have some particular crustiness, now I have a push-button spit valve, and sometimes every couple years, this gets crusty and it doesn't work very well. So one way to get rid of that crust is to use vinegar. So in fact, I'm about due to soak it in vinegar again because it's not working the way it should be working. So if there's something that's really crusty, you can soak it in vinegar and that will help get that residue off of there. So then once it's been soaked, you're going to drain the tub, run the snake through the slides and trumpet again as you rinse it with clean, cool water. If you're in a rush, you know, you can skip the snake part because you've already done it. But there's going to be the soaking will have freed up some more of the gunk that's in your horn. So if you want a really clean horn, this is what you're going to want to do. But you definitely want to rinse it. You want to get that soap off of there. And then you dry it off. I used to use a hair dryer because that gets all of the water out of there. And if there's water in there, it's going to not allow the grease to make a good bond with the metal. So if you want to, use a hairdryer. Be careful with the valves, of course, as you do this. So now when you're putting the horn together, there's a few things to remember that's going to help keep everything clean and in the right place. Like I said, it's important to keep the horn dry. I'm not sure how the hair dryer will affect the lacquer on your horn. If you're unsure, my horn doesn't have any lacquer, so I don't know. So using the hair dryer works pretty well. If you do have lacquer on your horn, I would be cautious about this, using the hair dryer. Just dry it really well and you should be fine. if it does have lacquer, most hair dryers have this low heat setting. Maybe you can try that. Okay, so to grease the slides, this is the messiest part of the job. And if you follow these tips, you're going to keep the goop to a minimum. Have a rag handy, definitely, because no matter how careful you are, there's going to be some leftover grease that you're going to need to wipe up. So place just a little grease all the way around the farthest end of the unlacquered part of the slide, like I said earlier, and just work one side in and out of the horn until it's well greased. Wipe up any extra, do the same with the other side of the slide, wipe up again, and then put the whole thing back on the horn. And just do this with every slide. That's the easy part. Replacing the valves is a little tricky, but, you know, it's not rocket science. The only real tricky part about putting the valves in your horn is getting the right valve in the right place. It's pretty funny to watch a trumpet player who tries to blow through a horn which has the valves in the wrong slot or not seated correctly. I mean, absolutely no air goes through the horn. You know, the player's face turns bright red and they make a, like, sound when the air shoots out, you know, their chops. So basically what you want to start with is screw on the valve caps at the bottom of the valve casings. Again, don't tighten them too much or they're going to be hard to get off. Put the valve halfway in the correct slot with the valve number facing the mouthpiece. Now, some trumpets are made for the valve number to face the outside, like towards the lead pipe. I would say 90% of trumpets, that number that's on the valve, it should face the mouthpiece. If you're doing that and it's not seating correctly, you might have a horn where the number needs to face differently, usually towards the lead pipe. There's a picture showing this on the website and in the book. So anyway, put the valve halfway in the correct slot with the number facing the mouthpiece. And this is important because you want to minimize any twisting of the valve in its case. Turning the valve around and around in its valve casing until it locks can result in horizontal scratches around the circumference of the valve. And this is going to stop oil from uniformly coating the entire valve, and it could also cause your valve to stick. So the less twisting, the better. Just put that number towards the mouthpiece, you should be good. Dribble valve oil on the lower half of the valve, 4 to 5 or 6 drops, and then slide the valve the rest of the way in and give it a little twist to be sure it's locked into place. Screw down the cap, pump it up and down a few times, make sure it's all smooth and nice, and then just do the same thing with the other two valves. Like I said, on most trumpets, each valve is stamped with a number. There's a picture on the website and in the book on this. Of course, valve 1 is closest to the mouthpiece. Valve 2 is the easy one because it's in the middle. And valve 3 is the valve closest to the bell. So yeah, that's it. Below is a list of items mentioned in the chapter which you're going to need in order to clean your horn. And there are links to these at trumpetbook.wordpress.com. Some cleaning supplies, you can get them from pretty much any music store. In fact, I would recommend going to your local music store and keeping that money in your neighborhood. But you can also order from the links at the website. You're going to need a soft cloth. Again, you don't want an abrasive polishing cloth. You're just trying to wipe away oils from your hands. You don't want to wash away that or rub away that lacquer. The best valve oil are valve oils that are clear and don't smell at all. It's pretty nasty to put the horn up to your mouth and get a big whiff of oily fumes. It's no fun at all. Probably not good to breathe that stuff either. The very best two valve oils, I would never use anything other than these two valve oils unless it was an emergency. My favorite is Ultra Pure Professional Valve Oil. It's made in Oregon. It's great stuff. The other really good stuff is Alcas Fast Valve Oil. Both of those are clear, neither smell. They work awesome. And there's a link to those on the website. For slide grease, lanolin works really well. Lanolin is a naturally occurring oil from sheep. Pretty much any commercially available grease works well too. Those are usually petroleum products, so there might be some concern about getting that in your body or on your body. Lanolin is organic, natural, works great. In a pinch, a little Vaseline can work too, but I wouldn't avoid that if ever possible. For the brushes, you're going to need a mouthpiece brush and a valve casing brush, and you're going to need a snake. A snake with plastic over the metal is going to protect your horn from scratches a little bit, but any snake will serve your purposes pretty well. Don't get a trombone snake because the brushes are going to be too big for your horn. One other thing you can get for sort of routine cleaning are these little foam balls. And basically the foam ball is about a little bit bigger than the diameter of your horn. you push one into the lead pipe and you blow it all the way through the horn. It comes shooting out the end. Kids like this. And when it comes shooting out the end of the horn, it's, you know, this nasty green gunk color. Sometimes chunks of stuff will be on there too if you haven't cleaned it regularly. I will search and try to put a link to something like that on the site. I'm sure I can find those. So that's it. So we just finished part two. There are a lot of techniques and information in this part. And it's a great idea to do a review from time to time to check in and see if you're doing everything you can to be a great player. This stuff takes years and years to master, so just keep at it. I hope that information is sticking in your head. Part three coming up also has a lot of information. You're going to learn about special sounds on the trumpet, about mutes, about transposing, about trumpet method books and songs, some gear to help you play smarter, performance tip. Chapter with some brief biographies of great trumpet players, past and present, and I added a chapter on didgeridoo as well. This is an ancient Australian type of trumpet. It's really fun, great sound. It's pretty easy to play too. So the first chapter in part three is a fun one. You're going to learn about many special effects to use on trumpet, including vibrato, trills, alternate fingerings, shakes, mordants, scoops, falls, doits, the growl, flutter tongues, and of course the horse whinny. It's pretty fun stuff. In the book, on the next page, are a few clean trumpet jokes. Let me share a couple of them with you. One is, do you play the trumpet voluntary? No, my parents made me do it. That's funny. How are trumpeters like pirates? They're both murder on the high seas. And one of my all-time favorites, you can substitute any musician for this. What's the difference between a trumpet player and a large pizza? Well, a large pizza can feed a family of four. So that's it for this week. Be sure to visit trumpetbook.wordpress.com for the extra resources for this chapter. You can also go to allabouttrumpet.com where you're going to find a whole bunch of free stuff, including this free PDF of this book, free PDF of my music theory book. There's videos, there's video lessons, there's all kinds of fun stuff. And most of that is updated regularly, so go check it out, allabouttrumpet.com. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your practice.